Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at Trice Hughes and Vince McBrien here at Trice Hughes. And, of course, a great this is Trent says this is the agriculture guy right here.
Yes, I've been doing cattle and farming since I was 14 years old. So I've been doing that for quite a while, and like to talk to our cattle customers and farmers, can relate to their struggles sometimes.
Tell us about the trucks you guys are putting out there on the farms these days.
We got the 2500s and the 3500s, you know, in a lot of different trim packages that fit the farmer's needs. You can get gas or diesel. And a good thing about those nowadays, the gas comes with the Allison transmission as well as the diesel.
So are more farmers choosing gas or diesel this day and time, or just kind of a mix or what?
Well, one of our biggest farmers here that buy from us, they've switched all to gas because initially that saves you $10,000 on each vehicle because the diesel is that much higher.
But so that engine, the gas engine, performing pretty well with an Allison transmission?
Yeah, it's a 6.6 liter just like the diesel, and it does perform pretty well, yeah.
Sounds good. Of course, that's what the farmer's looking for. But as far as trucks go, Trent and I were talking earlier, some folks just like to drive a truck.
Yeah, you know, we have ladies that buy trucks, and they'd rather have a truck than a car. You know, you sit up real tall, and you can see good, and they're safe. And we have a lot of women that drive trucks anymore.
Yeah, and so folks are these trucks today have all kinds of gadgets and amenities on them.
They sure do. I mean, they got navigation, they got blind spot, cross path detection, they got sensors forward and reverse. To keep you from backing into things, so they're pretty safe.
And you got to work hard to make sure your customers are taken care of. So lots of folks, when they're ordering the trucks like you're talking about, especially the 25 and 3500 models, they want a particular truck and want a particular model of truck.
Yeah, I mean, you can customize an order just pretty much however you want it. With you know, they even have super crews on them where they drive themselves nowadays. So adaptive cruise is another feature on them that works really good. And you can pretty much, you know, build them the way you want it.
You know, I like all the things on. I've got an Trailblazer I drive here, and it came from your family of dealerships. And so, you know, just it's a great vehicle. But I love all the extra things on there. I don't know how I ever live without a steering wheel heater.
Yeah, the heated seats and the steering wheel heaters are great on them. You know, it's even cloth. Vehicles nowadays you can get heated seats on, which, you know, years past it always had to be leather. So
sometimes I feel like I should be ashamed of myself for having a warm steering wheel.
No, it's great when it's like this morning and it was 15 degrees out. It really does come in handy.
These things, like you're saying, they practically drive themselves, the Super Cruise and things like that, because I'll put this one on, it'll keep you in the lines and make you behave.
It does. You know, they have lane keep assist on them, and, you know, with the adaptive cruise, you know, if you're on the interstate, you don't have to constantly be braking, because if the car in front of you slows down, it slows you down and keeps you the same distance from that car. So.
My vehicle's got on it that whatever the sensor is, that if somebody stops fast in front of you, all these lights and noise goes off, and I guess it would stop you if it had to.
Yeah, it does. It has automatic braking. We don't try that feature out with customers, right. But it definitely is supposed to stop you.
I've never tried that feature out. So if the boss is listening, just the lights have come on a couple of times when somebody cut in front of me or something.
Yeah, anytime somebody pulls out in front of you or something and you're going at a certain speed, it will automatically start slowing you down before you can react a lot of times.
I know what I like about the Trailblazer I drive, and you guys I'm sure can get that a feature on there. It burns E85. And so I like to do that to support the farmers and agriculture, because agriculture is pretty much what the vehicle is put on the road for. And so I love being able to do that, the E85. And, you know, the engine runs really good on it.
Yeah, the E85 works great on them. I mean, there's some vehicles that are compatible with that. And, you know, when you can get it at places, it's cheaper. So, you know, the fuel mileage suffers a tad, but it all works out, probably be about the same price as, you know, when you're using the other fuel. So
if folks are needing to order truck, car, SUV for their needs and their family or their farm, how do they go about the process to get that put in place?
I mean, we can pretty much get, you know, any brand, even though it's not one of our brands like Chevrolet, GMC, Ram products, Jeep products. We can get, you know, Toyotas, Hondas, Nissans. We can get all different brands. A lot of times we can get them with less than 10,000 miles on them. So it's like buying a new vehicle and still have factory warranty and take care of those needs.
And, you know, we talked to your service and tire specialist as well. Having that to stand behind everything you guys do, Brian, that means a lot. Mean a lot to you.
It does. You know, when you can personally walk a vehicle back there and get something taken care of service and work it in, you know, for your customer, you know, ahead of other, you know, just vehicles that just show up to be worked on, it means a lot to our customers. And we also pick up vehicles, you know, from customers and bring them to the dealership, and they never have to leave home, so.
I like that. That's a nice feature to have, especially for folks who are busy and don't have time to come in and bring them. You can guys take care of that, and it means a lot to folks.
It sure does. You know, I have repeat customers that some of them's never been here for an oil change. I pick it up and bring it every time. So
I think it's great. He certainly doesn't mind. And customer service, that's what you get at Trice. He's a great dealership. And congratulations, 70 years you guys are going to celebrate this year. What a milestone.
70 years, yeah, that's a long time. I've been here almost 17 years, and right. It seems like I just started yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, enjoy taking care of your customers. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, customers.
Sure. We're here visiting at Trice Hughes. We're going to finish things up here, heading down the road to U-Ride, see what they've got. They've got some special things for us planned at U-Ride as well. Of course, we're on WPKY, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.